Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
A big happy birthday to Shaggy.
Honey came in and she called me redhead.
Girl next door.
You said earlier this morning he's got a lot of good songs. He's got a lot of songs. Let's just put it that way.
It wasn't me.
No. So this is what I'm talking about. Wasn't me. It's probably, when you think Shaggy, you either think Mr. Bombastic or wasn't me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to play a game quickly with you called It Wasn't Me.
Okay.
Basically, I've asked you to come up with two things about you that are true and one thing that wasn't you.
Wasn't me.
And I have to guess which one wasn't you.
Wasn't me.
Okay.
And vice versa.
So it's kind of like fake news, but about me.
Basically, yeah. Fake news with real facts about yourself and then one fake fact about yourself or something.
Alrighty.
That's happened in your past or something.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready to go.
I have the three things about me.
Okay.
I once drunk bidded a charity auction and spent $850 with a friend.
Okay. Interesting.
I caused my old radio station to go off air for over an hour by touching a piece of the mic. I got zapped and then that caused a power flick and no one could work out what happened.
Okay. Plausible.
Or I accidentally punched a kid in the face while dancing on stage.
Okay. So two of them happened to you. One of them is your friend's story?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look, all of them could be quite plausible.
So, did I drunk bid at a charity auction and spend way too much money?
I reckon you did. I reckon that was you. And I reckon you probably, accidentally, of course, punched a kid in the face. So I reckon you taking your old station off air for an hour with a little zap of static electricity.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
Oh!
It was the breakfast guy.
Oh, poor guy, though.
Oh, he was distraught. I have taken my old station off air. I've taken this one off air once by accident.
We've all done it.
You don't work in radio until you take the station off air.
No, you haven't lived until you've taken a station off air. All right, my turn. I once turned $1 into $500 in the Melbourne Cup 2 years ago.
Okay.
Gamble responsibly. I used to have a pet axolotl. Those things we were talking about the other morning, the amphibians.
Yeah.
And I once held a Guinness World Record. What do you reckon?
I think the axolotl one is fake, but then also the Guinness World Record one sounds very fake. So the first one I think was real, that you turned $1 into $500 at the Melbourne Cup. That's very plausible. Looking forward to the Melbourne Cup, or I could maybe do that myself.
Yeah.
Get some office sweeps going.
You can wish, yeah.
And you gamble responsibly. I feel like you would have bragged a bit more if you had a Guinness World Record.
I held a Guinness World Record, though.
Yeah, I feel like you would like talk about it a lot more, and I feel like you haven't talked about it. So I think that wasn't you. I think that you did have an axolotl.
So you reckon holding a Guinness World Record
wasn't me?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Yes.
I had two pet axolotl, actually.
Cute. What were their names?
No, they were not cute because one of them ate the other one's leg.
Oh,
and then it grew back.
Did you start calling it like Hannibal or something?
Pretty much. Yeah, it was really weird.